Hello, we've come to Vayechi, and for one reason or another this past week has been a little difficult. We'll just say a short little shiur today on Vayechi, and let's try and do the following. I always think that we have to learn Chumash a little more be'iyun than we tend to do. We tend to look at the psukim, then see what the mefarshim say, and that's it. But the emes is that Ribbono Shel'olam's Torah needs iyun, and even the Torah Shebikhtav needs iyun. I think that's poshut. Now, let's take a posuk over here in Perek Memches towards the beginning of Vayechi, which is really a very, very important pasha. It's the pasha in which Yaakov Avinu invests Ephraim and Menashe with the status of Shvatim, and there's a lot that depends on that pasha. But in the framework of this year, we won't be able to go into that much. I just want to ask a question right near the beginning. Let's read the first few psukim, that's Memches, Aleph, and so on. Vayihi achar hadvarim ho'ele, acharei hadvarim ho'ele, vayomer li-Yosef, hine yovicho chole. They told Yosef that Yaakov is sick. Vayikach es shnei bonov imo, ves Menashe, ves Ephraim. So he takes his two boys along to visit Yaakov. Vayaged li-Yaakov, somebody told Yaakov, vayomer hine bincho Yosef bo elecho, look, Yosef is coming, vayischazek Yisrael vayeshev al ha-mito, so Yaakov gathered his strength together, he was sick and he was weak, but he sat up in the bed, Rashi says, because Yosef is a melech, and you have to give covered to the melech. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef, and then Yaakov begins a very important speech to Yosef, and we'll concentrate on the first pasuk. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef, El Shaddai niro elai beluz be'eretz Kanaan, vayivorech osi. Told him that the Ribbono Shel'olam, to whom he refers to El Shaddai, appeared to me in Luz, and Luz is a place in Eretz Kanaan, and he blessed me. Now, what I want to do is to think a little about this city called Luz. Now, it's a very interesting city. There's the Gemara in Soita says all kinds of strange things or unexpected things about this city of Luz. So that's in Mem Vav Amud Beis, Tanya. He, Luz, should soivim bo tcheles. Luz is the place where they used to make the tcheles. He, Luz, should bo sancheirev loy kilkilo. That Sancheirev wasn't able to do anything to it. Nebuchadnezzar v'loi hechriva, Nebuchadnezzar melech bovel wasn't able to destroy it. Vav malach hamoves ein loi reshus lavoi bo. Even the malach hamoves doesn't have any right to go into the city of Luz. Elo zekenim shebod, nobody would die there. So what did the old people do? Bisman shedaton kotzale, and when they felt, look, I'm too old and it's just time for me to die, Yoitzin chutz lechaimah v'hen mesin, they used to go out of the city and die there. So it's a city which seems to pack a lot of inner secrets, and we don't exactly know, at least I certainly don't know exactly what the nature of the significance of Luz is, legabe those in Yonim which the Gemara and Soita specifies. But I'll call upon him, that is the city at which Yaakov says that the Ribbono Shel'olam appeared to him. Again, let's read the pasuk. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef, El Shaddai nireh elai beluz be'eretz Kanaan. The Ribbono Shel'olam appeared to me in Luz, in Eretz Kanaan. Vayivorech osi, and he benched me. And vayomer elai hineni mafrecho v'yibesicho, and there he announces to him this idea that there are going to be two more shvatim, and now Yaakov decides that those two shvatim are going to be Ephraim and Menashe. Now it's kedai for us to look at the place to which Yaakov is referring over here in Vayechi. What happened over there when the Ribbono Shel'olam appeared to him in Luz as Kel Shaddai? That's in Perek Lamed Hei, that's in Vayishlach. So Vayom Elokim El Yaakov, this is immediately after the story of Dinah. So the last pasuk before that, Vayomru Hakazono Yaaseh Zachoseinu. Okay, we're finished with the pasha of Dinah now. Vayom Elokim El Yaakov, Kum Alei Beis El V'Shev Sham. I want you to go to Beis El and to stay there. Vaaseh Sham Mizbeach, and you should make a Mizbeach over there. Okay, so the Ribbono Shel'olam is saying, I want you to go to Beis El. So the name of the place to which Yaakov is supposed to go is Beis El. Now we'll see a little bit later on that really this is the place which is called Luz. So why does the Ribbono Shel Olam say, I want you to go to Beis El? Of course that goes back all the way to Vayetze. So the story of Yaakov's dream. So there it says, Vayashkem Yaakov Baboka Vayikach Esoeven, and so on and so forth. Vayikach Esoeven Asher Samera Asher Sov, after he had the vision and the dream. Vayikro Eshem HaMokom Ahu Beis El. So Yaakov called that place where he had had the vision, the dream-like vision, or the vision of his dreams, he called it Beis El. V'ulam, however, Luz Shem Ho'ir L'Rishona. It used to be called Luz. Okay, so we have a straightforward change of name, that there used was a city, and this is apparently where the Har Abayis was, and that name was Luz. So Yaakov, on the occasion of his dream, changed the name Luz to Beis El. So we can understand over here in Perek Lamed Hei, when the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to him, so he says, Kum Alei Beis El. Go and to Beis El. Why does he call it Beis El? Because in deference to Yaakov, who had changed the name Luz to Beis El. So Vayom Elokim El Yaakov, Kum Alei Beis El, V'shev Sham, V'aseh Sham Mizbeach, Lo'el Haniro Elecho, B'voch Acho Mepnei Esav Ochicho. Vayom El Yaakov El Beiso, V'el Kol Ashe'imoi, Hosiru Es Elohei Anecho, and let's go, V'nokuma, V'nalo Beis El, and let's go up to Beis El. So Yaakov calls it Beis El exactly as we would have expected it, because he is the one who called it Beis El back when he first left Eretz Yisrael to go to Lavan. The Ribbono Shel Olam told him, go up to Beis El, and so Yaakov says now to his sons, V'nokumo V'nalo Beis El, okay, V'yitno El Yaakov is kol Elohei Anecho, and so on and so forth. So then it says, Posukvov, Vayovo Yaakov Luzo, Asher Be'eretz Kanaan, He Beis El, Hu V'chol Om Asher Imo. So here we detect the first ambivalence. Suddenly, the Ribbono Shel Olam had told him to go to Beis El, Yaakov had said to his children, let's go to Beis El, but the Posuk says, where did they arrive? They arrived at Luz, which is Beis El. Vayovo Yaakov Luzo, Asher Be'eretz Kanaan, He Beis El, Hu V'chol Om Asher Imo. Okay, let's go on. Vayivan Shom is Beach, and so on and so forth. Vatomas Devoiro. So Vayero Elokim El Yaakov Od Bevol Mipadon Arom Vayivorcha. So Vayomer Elokim Shimcha Yaakov. He confirms the name change from Yaakov to Yisrael, and so on and so forth. And then he gives him the bracha, which Yaakov refers to over here in Vayichi, Vayomer Elokim Ani Kel Shaddai. That's what Yaakov says over here. El Shaddai Niro Elai. So Vayomer Elokim Ani Kel Shaddai Perei Uruvei Goy Ukahal Goyim Yiyem Imeko Melochim Mechalotzecho Yetzeyu. And so he promises him that there will be another two Shvatim, and he tells him that under the name of Kel Shaddai, and that's what he told him. So, and so on and so forth. So what happened? Vayal me'olav Elokim, Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'mokom asher diber ito. Vayatzev Yaakov matzevo b'mokom asher diber ito, matzev es oven, v'yosech ole onesef, v'yitzak ole oshemen, v'yikro Yaakov es shem ha'mokom ahu asher diber ito shom Elokim, Beis El. He called it Beis El. He called it Beis El. He had called it already Beis El, in Vayetze, that Ulam Luz Hashem Ho'ir L'Rishono, and he called it Beis El. So now the Ribbono Shel Olam had told him, go to Beis El. He had said to his children, let's go to Beis El. Then suddenly the Pasuk says he came to Luz, and not only that, except that Luz is Beis El, and not only that, at the end of the whole story, he calls it again Beis El. So what is happening over here? So the Pshuta Shel Mikra, I think, is as follows, that the initial name change, when Yaakov called in Vayetze, after the dream, when Yaakov called Beis El, Luz Beis El, so he called it Beis El, but apparently that didn't take. He personally may have used Beis El, perhaps in his family they said Beis El, but certainly in the Welt, this was still the place Luz. We have to understand that Yaakov over there was alone on the hill. Nobody knew probably that he changed his name to Beis El. So it makes a lot of sense to say that the original name change simply didn't take. When the Ribbono Shel Olam told him in Perek Lamed Hei, Posuk Aleph, go to Beis El, he said that L'kovet Yaakov. He didn't say go to Luz, although everybody was talking about Luz. But he called it Beis El, L'kovet Yaakov, was what Yaakov had called it Beis El. So then Yaakov told his sons, let's go to Beis El, which is in accordance to the name which the Ribbono Shel Olam used and makes a lot of sense. Then what happens? Vayova Yaakov Luzah. He came to Luz. Why? Because in the Welt, it was still called Luz. But he Beis El, that's the place which he had initially called Beis El, and that is why the Ribbono Shel Olam told him, go to Beis El. No, then, after the Nevuah in Luz or Beis El, whatever way you want to call it, took place, which is what he refers to over here in Vayechi, he once more changes the name of the city. Oh, so I suppose that what that second changing of the name, we asked before, what's the point of calling it a second time Beis El? Probably that with that, he made it official. In other words, that it's not going to be only something that he personally looks upon as Beis El, but that the name of the city should be Beis El. So far, so good. So one could suppose that after the second name change, it was now called Beis El by everybody. But the fact is that it isn't so. It wasn't. Because right away we have the question now getting back to Vayichi. We have the problem right away. Why does Yaakov Avinu say, El Shaddai Niro Elai Beluz Be'eretz Kanaan? Why does Yaakov himself, in his sort of last important speech over here in Vayichi, where he does such important and meiridige things, like making Ephraim and Menashe into two Shvatim, why does he use the word Luz? I mean, by him it was Beis El, even after the first naming. Certainly after the second naming, one would suppose that he would refer to it as Beis El. So why call it Luz? Now the emes is that there's a very interesting pasha in Shoftim, in Perek Aleph of Shoftim, which can throw some light on what we're talking. The pasha over there says like this, Vayalu Beis Yosef Gamheim Beis El, Vashem Imam. In other words, this was the story of the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. So they went up to Beis El. Oh, what's it called? Beis El. Now, Vayosiru Beis Yosef Beis El, Vashem Ho'il Lefonim Luz. So this was Beis El, which had once been called Luz. Okay, why does Shoftim tell us that? Well, let's see. So they were looking around to see how they could conquer this place, this Beis El, which had initially been called Luz. How can they conquer it from the people of Canaan? Vayosiru Beis Yosef Beis El, so they spied around. V'shem ha'ir lefonim Luz. Oh, so now the Pasuk itself tells us it used to be called Luz. Vayiru ha'shomrim ish yotze min ha'ir. Vayomru lo hareini no es mevor ha'ir. Please show us how we can get into the city. Show us some secret tunnel or something through which we can go into the city. He showed them. They were taken nice to him. He had cooperated with them, and so they sent him off. What did he do? Hu Shema Ad HaYom Hazeh. Isn't that interesting? That in Shoftim already, that means a long, long time after all that we are learning now took place, the person who was allowed to escape from the killing out of the Knanim in the city went and built another city and called it Luz. It's clear from that pasha that by the Goyim it was always Luz. That's what one has to assume. In other words, the name was so precious to him that when he was able to build a brand new city, and the old city had been taken over by the Jews, presumably once they took it over they called it Beis El, according to Yaakov's second naming. No, so then, but by him it was Luz. So he had lost his Luz. So what did he do? He went and built another city and called it Luz. So what do we have now? So we have that after the second naming of the city, when Yaakov named the city a second time Beis El, so then all the Yidden took on that name, the Mamash took it on, and it became the public name of the place. But by the Goyim still called it Luz. And that's why even long, long, long after that, the loyalty to the name Luz continued to exist. Now, if we go back now to our Pasha in Vayechi, so that makes it extremely interesting. So why does Yaakov Avinu say to Yosef when he begins this Pasha over here? So what does he say? Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef El Shaddai, Niro Elai Beluz Be'eretz Kenan Vayivorchasi. Why Luz? Why call it by a Goyish name? His name was Beis El, and he used Beis El. You see that Rabbi Yisrael said, Kumale Beis El. He said, Nale Beis El. So, we don't know during the 17 years in Mitzrayim whether the name of the city ever came up in conversation. But I must assume that if it ever came up in conversation, probably Yaakov Avinu called it Luz, because Luz was its name. I mean, they called it Beis El, because Beis El was its Jewish name. And you see that Rabbi Nishon used it when he talked to Yaakov. And we see that Yaakov used it when he talked to his sons. So why suddenly, El Shaddai Niro Elai Beluz Be'eretz Kenan? Why call it Luz over here? Very, very strange. It's a real puzzle. I haven't seen the Mefoshim, at least on the page of the Mikores Gedolos. I haven't sort of hunted around, but I haven't seen anybody who's Ma'ira on that. But I think it's very, very worthy of thought. Now, to put it into context, I just want to go to the earlier pasuk. What happened over there? That Yosef is coming to visit Yaakov. Pincho Yosef bo elecha, vayischazek Yisrael vayeshev al hamito. He gathered together all his strength and sat on the bed instead of lying on the bed. And Rashi says, why did he do that? Omer afal pishu hu bni, he's my son, so why do I have to get up for him? Melechu v'achalik lo kovod, mikan shecholken kovod l'malchus. Now that Rashi creates a question mark, which I think we ought to be asking, and that is, during the 17 years, whenever Yaakov talked to Yosef, did he always get up? He's a melech. If he's a melech, have to be cholik lo kovod. So if he always used to get up, so then why does the Torah find it necessary to tell us about that over here? It's poshut. Yeah, Yosef was the melech in Mitzrayim, so Yaakov got up for him. If he didn't get up till now, so then why did he get up now? What's the logic? Because he's a melech. Well, he was melech for the past 17 years also. So what's the implication of the fact that Yaakov is getting up over here for Yosef? It's also something which I haven't seen in the Mefoshim. But it seems to me, poshut, that what's happening over here, that Yaakov is not honoring over here the Yosef's Malchus over Mitzrayim. If he would have been honoring Yosef's Malchus over Mitzrayim, he would have done that during the 17 years also, and there wouldn't have been any Chiddush over here which needed mentioning. So that's not what he was mechabed. What was he mechabed? Seems to me that Yaakov knows that he's soon going to die. And he understood that his malchus, that means his leadership of Klal Yisrael, Beis Yaakov, was going to pass over to Yosef. That's the pshat. He saw now that the Hanhoga is going to be not anymore the Hanhoga of Yaakov, but the Hanhoga of Yosef. And he said, now I have to get up for him. Not because he was Melech over Mitzrayim, but because he became the Yaakov of the next generation. He saw that what's going to be happening now in Mitzrayim after he dies, he realizes that the Shibud is going to start, and that there's going to be an enormous assimilationary trend in Mitzrayim, which was very, 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 very fierce. It says in the Novi that the Yidden were over the Zohar in Mitzrayim, that's for another time. But He saw that the Hanhoga was going to pass on to Yosef. We remember we said in earlier Shiurim that Yosef was the Yaakov of the Golos when people were so assimilated that they couldn't be called Beis Yaakov anymore. That's in L'Osit Lova, Yeshaya Novi says, Beis Yaakov, L'chu v'nelcho b'ay Hashem. That's the return of Klal Yisrael to Yaakov. And we saw and we learned in the earlier Parshiyos that that's going to be through Yosef. That Yosef, who managed to maintain his integrity in Mitzrayim, he's the one who's going to bring us back. You remember, Mishom Roya Evan Yisrael, like the Targum Av Uben, he would bring the family of Yaakov together again. He would make us once more into a base Yaakov. So Yaakov said, wow, this is Yosef. He's going to be the Melech. He's going to be the Manhig of Klal Yisrael now that I'm going to be dying. So he had to be mechavet him. And he got up in order to demonstrate to Yosef the enormous burden that was about to pass on to Yosef. And that is why, perhaps, he said, Kel Shaddai Nero Elai Beluz Be'eretz Kanaan. He called it by its Goyishe name, because he understood now that the sugya with which he's dealing is the malchus of Yosef, is the point where Yosef takes over. So that point, the significance of that appearance is not the Jewish base ale nature of the place, but the goyishe luz of the place. This is now the new Hanhoga. In other words, when the Ribbono Shel told him over there back in Vayishlach Goy or Kahal Goyim that you're going to have a Goy and a Kahal Goyim coming out from you, from which he knew that there were going to be two extra Shvatim coming from one of the Shvatim, that one of his sons is going to be divided into two, which he decided to give to Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh. That's going to explain the whole rest of the Pasha, where he sees that the fact that Ephraim and Manasseh were born in Mitzrayim before Yaakov came, that means when Yosef was all alone, that was all a simon of that Hanhoga, that there had to be a Hanhoga of Klal Yisrael in Golos without Yaakov, where there was a total separation from Yaakov and from the home of Yaakov. Kinashani Elokim es Besovi. So there had to be a new Hanhoga, a different Hanhoga, the Hanhoga of Yosef. And this was the moment when Vayishchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev al HaMito, that was the moment where he invested Yosef with this new Malchus. And to him he said, the Ribbono Shel Olam came to me in Luz, because that news which the Ribbono Shel Olam told me, that now there are going to be another two Shvatim, that you are going to be my Bechoyer, you're going to get the Chelek HaBechoyra of getting another two Shvatim. The significance of that is that the Beis Eil always retained its Goyishe character also. And that Dafka there, I was told about Ephraim and Manasseh. I wasn't told about Ephraim and Manasseh in Beis Eil. I was told about Ephraim and Manasseh in Luz. Of course it's the same place. It's Beis Eil and it's Luz. It's the same place. But the character of Luz is the one that is significant at this point. So this is a little eon in the Pasha to try and learn a chumash, a little bit like a sugya. And that's also, I think, something which we all have to realize, that there's a lot of eon which goes on in the pashias of the Torah, and to learn it with the Derech Eretz, which we want to show to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, we have to be ma'ayin in sugyas such as these.